This morning, we're going to talk about, we've done this in the past related to counterfeit prescriptions, but there's also a issue now where many of the drugs are laced with fentanyl, and this is contributing to the rise in deadly overdoses. And we're going to get into the information about this this morning with the executive director of the Partnership for Safe Medicines, Shabir Softar, joins us. Shabir, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get right to this. We heard about counterfeit pills before and different types of, you know, online pharmacy types of things. You never know what to really have into it. But now, obviously, when you get fentanyl as part of this, there's could really be deadly consequences. I guess talk about sort of the state right now of these counterfeit pills and the opioid crisis overall.
Well, we've traditionally thought about the opioid crisis as being about people struggling with addiction to legitimately made pills like Percocets or oxycodone. But the truth is the opioid crisis right now is all about fentanyl. And any pill you get that's not from a pharmacy almost certainly has fentanyl in it, even if you get it from a friend. Right? We've got many, many families we've worked with who have lost family members because a trusted friend had bought pills from somebody, took seven of them, and they were fine. But the eighth one they gave to you actually had too much fentanyl in it, and you fall over dead. So that is the crisis right now, and it's literally almost everything that you see that's not from a pharmacy, whether it's from the dark web or from that really good-looking Canadian website that pretends to be a pharmacy. All of that stuff is fake.
Who is putting the fentanyl in these products?
Well, so right now the primary driver of these fake pills in America is the Mexican cartels. And it's much cheaper for them to produce fentanyl than almost anything else. They can do it in their own labs, and they press it into pills, and then they smuggle it over the border like they've been smuggling drugs over the border for the last 50 years. They're really, really good at it. And, you know, we've got a lot of hardworking DEA and CBP and FDA agents who are trying to intercept as much of it as possible, but some of it still does get through.
Well, how are they getting this, and what's the impact of social media on the different platforms, and I guess who are they targeting then by using those different social media outlets?
Well, what we found over the last 7 years as we've been tracking it is that drug traffickers have moved on social media because they seem to have impunity in how they operate there. And just like all the other complaints about social media platforms not cracking down on bad behavior, they haven't been cracking down on drug traffickers well enough to stem the problem. And what we saw over the last 3 or 4 years is drug traffickers moving onto Snapchat. And it's deadly because these pills are deadly even the first time you take one sometimes. And because those users of things like Snapchat are younger, we've seen the age of fatalities drop to as young as 12 and 13-year-olds who buy their first pill from a dealer on Snapchat and then end up expiring on the spot.
In Ohio, we know that we've been sort of a center somewhat to this crisis. Different parts of the state have been hit by the opioid crisis for quite a number of years. Where is the status of some of that, maybe even Ohio, even across the country right now? Are we stemming the tide on some of this?
You know, it's one of these problems that's so bad it's hard to prosecute and arrest your way out of. Unfortunately, what we're seeing in Ohio, though, is a new trend, which is fake Adderall. Now, we've seen fake Adderall made with methamphetamine for a couple of years, but we've just seen two deaths in Ohio of college students taking fake Adderall that happened to be made with fentanyl. And I think we're going to see a lot of that in the future. And the real danger here is that young people 16 to 24 tend to take Adderall to help study because they've got attention deficit disorder. And they're not always careful, as none of us were between the ages of 16 and 24, about where they get it from. Right? All my worst decisions in my life were made during that age. And we're seeing young people trade Adderall between themselves, and they're certainly getting access to fake product. And it's now become a potentially deadly problem.
Talking this morning is Shabir Softar, Executive Director of the Partnership for Safe Medicines. What, as the Partnership of Safe Medicines, do you do? What are you, obviously, we're getting the word out here, but what other things are you trying to do to help with this?
So we study counterfeit medicines. And it turns out, as I can tell you, having looked at it for 10 years, that the world is full of counterfeiters just waiting to get access to patients in the United States. And so a lot of what we do is study how these crimes are done and educate the public about how to stay safe when they're trying to save money on medication. and how to avoid these counterfeit products. You know, things like don't go to that Canadian website because it's neither a pharmacy nor Canadian. And we talked to that. We talked to the public and policymakers about it, just trying to make sure they don't make decisions that will put us at risk.
What advice do you then have for, I guess, for parents or caregivers related to this, how to protect people? Obviously, maybe don't take it. I mean, there's that very hard line on it, but what advice do you have other than maybe some of the things we've talked about so far?
I think, you know, and I have teenagers, so I've had this conversation a lot. I tell my teenagers just first, let's be aware of the risk. Be aware that there are deadly pills that someone made out there that if anyone takes them, they will kill you, right? Because manufacturing quality is not so good amongst the counterfeiters, and they often put too much fentanyl in these pills. So know that there's a risk out there, right? I can't be with my children all the time, so I want to make sure they at least know that. I also tell them, you know, it's okay to call 911. You'll never get in trouble if someone's experiencing an overdose and you call 911. They'll thank you later after they've been saved. And finally, I would encourage everybody to pay attention to the August 21st National Day of Fentanyl Awareness and Prevention. It's a nationwide commemorative day in which people will be talking about this crisis, talking to their families about the danger. I think that that's a really important day for all of us to be aware of.
You mentioned how a lot of this goes on social media. Is there sort of a, code that takes place where people could look like something looks benign, but there actually seems to be a drug transition taking place or something like that?
Yeah, you know, there's nicknames for all the drugs that drug dealers use on social media, but you know, nicknames for drugs is as old as I am, and that's pretty darn old. I think, you know, just if you have kids on social media, just talk to them, right? Again, you can't be with them all the time. You can't monitor everything they do on social media. But, you know, just talk to them about what they're seeing. Talk to them about the risk, and hopefully that'll be enough to protect them when you're not around.
Right, absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about some of the things we talked about, maybe a little bit of the study or just sort of get an idea of more, is there a good place to get some overall information on this?
You can find lots of information about the fake drug problem at www.safemedicines.org, where we chronicle the problem every day.
Yeah, and of course, if you just listen to the news, you'll hear stories that have sort of the impact of that, too, that takes place, unfortunately. Shabir, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for helping us get the word out today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shabir Safdar joining us, Executive Director of Partnership for Safe Medicines.